Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
I like Wednesdays. It's my garbage day.
Yeah.
I start with a sense of accomplishment because I've already got something done for the day.
You've done something. I'm feeling unsettled because Tuesday is our garbage day.
Yeah.
But we're getting the upgrade, like a bigger can.
When is that coming? I just had to buy garbage tags yesterday. We've just had some overflow the last couple of weeks.
Well, we were notified that it's coming to our area. So just leave your garbage can out even after they've collected the garbage.
Yes.
It should arrive before 5 today. I'm super excited.
Whoa!
New, bigger cans.
Oh, I wish they had can tracker.
I know.
That'd be awesome.
I don't know how Nick got, well, Nick applied for a bigger can.
Yeah.
So Nick got a message about, that makes sense.
I applied for a bigger can as well, and I have yet to receive said message. But then again, you are Tuesday people, we are Wednesday people.
Yeah, yeah.
So one would suspect we would get it next week.
Maybe next week.
If that's the logic.
Yes.
Thank goodness.
If our can shows up, I'll just, can tracker.
Did you up one or up two?
Up one.
Yeah. Two seemed a little obnoxious.
That's a big one. Like, I never know what to do with our yardie. It's so big and bulky. We just put it in the backyard. I don't know.
Shannon has a belief that as that stuff decomposes,
It composts.
It composts, but like we need to empty it sooner than later. And I'm like, it does a nothing. Now it is generating.
It does a nothing.
Said exactly that.
Tell me more, Mario. Tell me more.
I look at her and I said, what are you worried about? It doesn't matter.
What are your face? It does nothing.
It's making methane gas. Is that a problem? Is that what she's worried about? Is
methane?
Doesn't it make carbon
dioxide?
Stuff's breaking down.
Okay.
I think it's methane. That's what also comes out of the landfill.
Yes.
I think she's worried it's going to turn into a bomb.
I don't think so. I think
I don't either, but she does.
Vented.
That's my point. It also seeps.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It's a seeper.
It's a seeper.
I'm pretty sure you're okay. I think that it was created with that in mind. That you might
lazy
have
lazy husbands.
Lazy husbands who might let the compost a little too hard.
Do you use it for your garden?
Nope.
No.
We don't usually keep
just,
stuff that
long.
It
is so big. And, you know, we don't put grass clippings in there. We don't rake. We have our lawn leaves taken away. So we, like, they vacuum that away, right?
They vacuum them?
Well, the...
I'm sorry, stop. What? They vacuum them and take them away on your behalf.
Well, you pay for it.
Stop it.
You gotta pay for it.
They pick up the leaves and carry them away from your home?
Magically.
Stop it.
Yes.
They don't...
Claire,
what?
You can pay for anything.
What?
You can pay for some man to come vacuum leaves away from your house.
To vacuum the leaves?
Yes.
That's insane.
But it doesn't go into my yard. It goes into his.
Don't worry about it. I'll take them with me. That is bananas.
It's part of the deal.
Wow.
It's part of the deal.
I'm flabbergasted.
I mean, when you spend a lot of money on landscaping, I asked for the vacuum of the leaves part for
please
free.
Please come vacuum
my leaves. Do you mind doing
leaves?
That?
And I don't want them when you're done, once you've collected them. Please
don't put them in the yardie. It'll seep.
Please take them with you.
Yes, exactly.
That's crazy.
Well, I'm looking forward to getting an upgrade on my trash can.
Yeah, new and improved, bigger cans.
Yeah, bigger cans. Yeah, let me know how can tracker goes today.
I hope.
Text me the moment you get it.
Okay, I hope I have a good report tomorrow. We'll see.
No kidding.
We'll see.
I can't wait for your first week of big trash.
I know. Oh my gosh. So there's a couple of like smaller trash cans that I did not empty because we're pushing our
You're
trash
waiting
limits.
For big trash.
I'm waiting for big cans.
Yes.
Let's go.
Big cans.
Big cans. Here they come. This is a bizarre holiday story. This past Sunday was, of course, Easter.
Easter, yes.
A lot of people outside, especially in beautiful Long Beach, California.
Oh, beautiful. The weather, it's always like 75 and sunny in Long Beach.
Long Beach, they have a park, DeForest Park, and a lot of people were just out, you know, using those grills that are in the park.
Yeah.
Picnicking with the family. And hey, the kids are all out here outside. Let's do an egg hunt.
Lovely.
Lovely until one kid goes into the brush area and finds a partially buried human skull.
What?
What?
During the egg hunt, the kid finds a human skull?
Yeah. Yeah, so they're all hunting for eggs, and they find this human skull, and of course, they freak out. They call the authorities, of course.
I'm fascinated, but also freaked out, right?
A lot of it.
Yeah.
Authorities then arrive. They have to cordon off a portion of the park. They've got, you know, the white canopy over the area.
The CSI, like, we're digging in there.
There's basically a little bit of an excavation. No other details they're investigating at this point. But what a horrific Easter for several families who were just having a beautiful Sunday, Easter Sunday at the park.
You say horrific. I say one hell of a story.
You know what? That is a story.
Can you imagine all of their Mondays at work? You will not believe what happened to me yesterday. Hey, get over here. You will not bring the entire factory floor. You will not believe what happened to me.
Carol, stop talking about your lamb cake. I've got to tell you a story. Sit down.
Zip it, Carol. This tops lamb cake, hands down.
I don't want to hear about your jelly bean taste test. Shush. I got to tell you guys a story. Everybody listen up.
5 minutes later. What?
Wow.
That is better than lamb cake. You're right.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Well, I'm trying to get some steps in because it doesn't matter to the dog how cold it is outside. He still wants to move.
Yeah.
And
he's always wearing a coat.
He is. He is. That big galoof. I just love him. So took Rexy for a walk yesterday afternoon real quick. I was like, buddy, we got to go for a fast one. Just one quick like loop around the block. And I don't know. Is your neighborhood like this where it's like, ah, nice house. Ah, nice house. Oh, my.
Yes. Lawn maintenance.
Yes.
Yeah.
Lawn maintenance.
We got a house for sale in the neighborhood. And I think like they're waiting for the moving van because things are just kind of piling up outside.
Yes.
Yeah.
Stuff is piling up outside of one home in particular. I think it's like there's several kids and the kids are messy, but like, you know, there's a pressure washer next to a welcome sign.
Sure.
Like it's nice. It's homey. It's lived in, you know, but there's a lot of stuff.
Tidy up.
Yes. It could use a little outdoor tidy oop.
Yes.
We're walking by, you know, minding our own business, to each their own. But then Rex gets to sniffing.
Uh-oh.
So he gets to sniffing, I believe it was around the mailbox. And he suddenly has something in his mouth.
In his mouth?
In his mouth. Usually he's a sniffer, but he'll just sniff things and leave things be.
He's just like sniff, maybe sniff, mark, move on. Right?
Yes, yes. Yeah. And I'm, whatever, I know the drill. We pull over, let him sniff, sniff. Maybe he has to mark. He didn't get to that point because he sniffed something and it was really good. And it was so good. He put it in his mouth and started eating it. And I was like, oh no, it's some sort of pita bread.
This is a recording of you realizing what he's eating?
Yeah.
Is this what's going on in your
mind?
I'm
like, drop it because I thought it was a rock. At first, I'm like, it's around a mailbox. It was landscaped.
Sure.
I thought it was a rock.
Drop it.
It was some sort of pita bread, though, because it was old. It was stale. It was almost rock-like. But he wanted to eat it. And I was like, drop it. Drop it.
What a rare item by a mailbox.
I know. Of pocket bread? Why is this out here? You guys, we've got to tidy up. We have to. The dog is eating pita bread by the mailbox.
It's weird and sad with the tidy up also like, there's a little food outside too.
I know.
That's
did
gross.
He find someone's sandwich?
Ugh.
Yeah.
If you're in a position to do so right now, I would like you to look at your license.
I don't have my wallet on me.
Okay. Are you an April, May, or June birthday?
Yes.
Checking in for an appointment yesterday. Hand them my identification. And she said, your license expires this year.
Oh, she wasn't stopping you like, you're Eric Hansen.
No. I always want that. Didn't get it.
Come on.
I got it the day before on the phone, though. That was awesome. I know your voice. I'm like, thanks, dude. No clue. None. This is the guy, by the way, who was denied.
She's like, stop calling me dude.
No, ma'am, dude.
ma'am, dude.
This was the guy who was denied entry into the country of France.
Oh, that's right.
Because of the expiration date on my passport, which had not yet expired, but there's that weird 6-month rule. So she's like, it's like 2 months out if you're booking right now. I'm like, holy crap.
Wait, how did she know that?
Because her job is to look at licenses and alert people, is my guess.
So she took it upon herself to know what the DOT schedule is, too?
That's customer service.
That is
right there.
Above and beyond.
That's why I called her dude.
Yes. Thanks,
so after applauding her, she's like, you could, or if you're comfortable, you can also renew it online. I'm like, I'm doing that. So I sat in the waiting room.
Does she work part-time at this office? isn't part-time at the DOT?
She might do both. I didn't consider that. But I just want a heads up, everybody. If you have an April, May, or June birthday, obviously the expiration year is different for everybody. But this might be... I didn't see this one coming.
Okay.
I was caught off guard. Unaware.
I need to go check.
Double check. And then, let me tell you, online registration, slick. It's easy.
You did it already?
Yeah. My license will show up in the next 30 days.
Holy cow, Eric.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
Let's take you back to a big issue with the Cedar Rapids Community School District. Well, the biggest issue is the budget.
Because of the budget issue,
it has created a facilities issue, which is now creating a we need to close schools issue, which is creating a boundaries issue. And if you have a child in the Cedar Rapids Community School District and you would like your voice to be heard regarding the proposed boundary options, noon today is when the survey will close. The Board of Education and Strategic Plan Executive Committee will use this feedback to help refine their final recommendations. The survey can be accessed on the Cedar Rapids Community School District website. It closes at noon today on these boundary scenarios. Green Square Meals has officially reopened after that fire forced it to temporarily relocate to Immaculate Conception Catholic Church. They serve, by the way, more than 100 people a day with those meals.
Wow.
Repairs for smoke damage, new equipment, and preparing meals off-site, $70,000 plus.
What?
Yeah. Everything covered by insurance.
Oh, thank goodness.
Luckily.
Yeah.
So that's some good news there. Some good news here. Gotta love a fundraiser that encourages drinking.
Hell yeah.
Responsibly. Hell yeah. Not the response I was expecting so early in the morning.
Sorry.
Well, Claire, you'll be happy to find this out. Willis Dady Homeless Services hosting their 11th annual Hops for Housing. They do a beer and cider tasting. This Saturday, I'm well aware of the event. I don't know if it moves all the time or not. It's at Usher's Ferry, which I think is an awesome location to have it. Let's get a quick little peek on your weather forecast, Willis Dady.
Yeah, what can we expect from
62,
Saturday?
62, mostly sunny. Maybe an afternoon shower. Hopefully you'll be okay
some
there.
Good spring weather.
2:30 to 5:30. $45 ticket in advance, $50 at the door. 100% of that money goes to helping people experiencing homelessness in Linn County. They typically raise about $40,000 an event. So that's their programming, their emergency shelter outreach, also their employment, veteran, and housing programs. Hops for Housing, 11th annual Usher's Ferry, all going to support a great cause, Willis Dady Homeless Services. And I think, as Claire just said, hell yeah!
Hell yeah!
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Last month, London's Wireless Music Festival was announced their headliner, Kanye West.
And do they book him like years ago?
I don't know. I don't know how the music biz works exactly.
Read the room.
A big festival like that. Festival organizers had suggested that people forgive Kanye West, give him a second chance. But yesterday they announced that the music festival is canceled.
Well,
mostly because Kanye is banned from entering the UK.
Oh my, okay. I was going to say, remember, he did write that big apology ad he took out in a newspaper.
He did, but that was like his, I don't know, fourth?
That's true. Good point.
Apology.
So, I'm sorry. Let me get back to the headline. He can't go to the country?
Oh yeah. He can't come to the country. They decided to ban him from the country. We don't want you here.
Wow.
Yeah. There was also some sponsors that were starting to drop out, including Pepsi and Anheuser-Busch, which
those are a couple of the big ones.
Big sponsors.
Yes.
That once those sponsors started saying, no, thank you, we don't want to be associated, then it's like the festival organizers started to kind of pay attention. But also when you can't get your headliner
well,
in
that
the
was
country.
Your headliner.
Yeah, then it's a bit of a problem too. Kanye even offered to meet with Jewish leaders in the UK. He said, my only goal is to come to London to present a show of change, bringing unity, peace, and love through my music. But nobody bought it.
Now, and I'm not on his side. I'm just asking, is there a set period of time where someone could go, okay, now you're forgiven? Forgiveness is challenging.
It is.
In general.
I'd like to see a little bit more work.
Work and what seems to be more a legit on his side.
Yeah, not just I'm trying to work and make a buck.
Got it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's just me.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to process it differently.
Some baby news.
Wait, you have baby news?
I've got baby news. Aubrey Plaza, Parks and Rec fame, among other things, is pregnant with her first child, a a year after her husband's death.
Tell me more about the father.
Yes, yes. Of course, that was my question too. She is expecting a baby with her partner, actor Christopher Abbott, and is due in the fall. It was a beautiful surprise after an emotional year, a source close to Aubrey said. They feel very good about it, very blessed. Of course, her late husband, Jeff Baena, passed away in January of 2025 by suicide. They had actually been separated for months leading up to his death. So it was a very emotional rollercoaster year, I'm sure.
How long has she been with the partner? Do we know?
I don't know. It was a surprise to me that they were together.
There's two surprises in one story.
Huh. How about that? Okay, now it's time for a little bit of a pop quiz.
Okay.
Movie quotes.
I'm ready.
How well do you remember your favorite movies?
I feel pretty darn good. I love movies.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You love movies like Jaws, right?
Yes, I do love Jaws.
One of the most famous quotes from Jaws is about needing a bigger vessel if you're going to go after Jaws.
Do I need to tell you the quote?
Give me the quote.
Okay. You're going to need a bigger boat. Did I get it?
You got it. Most people say, we're going to need a bigger boat.
I paused. I'm like, Richard Dreyfuss is saying it, I believe. No, the sheriff is saying it.
Yeah.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
You're going to need
okay.
It. Yeah, you're. Nice, Eric.
Thank you.
Okay, let's go to a classic, one of our shared favorites.
Yes.
The Wizard of Oz.
All right, what's the quote?
You know the scene well. Dorothy and her little dog Toto
yes.
arrive in the beautiful Munchkin Land.
Yes.
And it's a bit of a surprise because it's so colorful. It's not anything like her home of Kansas. And she says what?
So I want to say, Toto, I don't think we're in Kansas anymore, but something about that doesn't seem right. I don't believe we're in Kansas anymore. I want to get this exactly right. No, I'm going to stick with it. Toto, I don't think we're in Kansas anymore. What's the line?
Toto, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
I have a feeling.
I have a feeling.
I bet if you asked 100 people, 80 would get it wrong.
I got a feeling.
I got a feeling.
Ooh, ooh. And that's how we're going to remember from here on out.
That tonight's going to be in Technicolor. Look at this place. It's color everywhere.
We're just going to mash up Wizard of Oz and Black Eyed Peas, and that's how we're going to remember, friends.
I've got a feeling.
Toto, I've a feeling.
I've a feeling. We're not in Kansas anymore. All right, what's
okay,
the next
okay. one? You can't be a real Iowan if you don't get this one. Field of Dreams.
All right, let's stirring music in the background.
Stirring music. Okay. Ray Kinsella is looking out at his field.
Yes.
And he hears a voice.
Yes.
And that voice says,
oh, duh. If you build it, he will come. People get that one wrong?
They do. Everybody says if you build it, they will come.
Because
no. You remember the movie and you remember the team, right? You remember
sure.
a whole team of baseball players coming to the farm.
But it's a spoiler, guys. It's about his father.
He.
Not they.
That's not bad, man. Two out of three ain't bad.
Although I got my favorite movie of all time wrong.
That's a little embarrassing.
That hurts.
That's what we like to call.
Z's sleaze.
Before we get into the what, I'm going to give you the how of how we found out about this momtiversity.
This was kind of fantastic because we've been asking, if you ever have a parenting issue, you can always approach the Morning Scramble. And we've been putting out our email address, scramble@kzia.com or text us 200-1029.
However, if you ever approach one of us in the wild, A, come with food.
Approach us slowly and bring food.
And start by scratching us under our chins. But then say, hey, Morning Scramble, I got an idea for your momtiversity. I was hosting a fundraiser. It was a trivia night for YPN, Young Parents Network, which, by the way, good audience for parent questions.
Oh, yeah.
And a friend of mine who was at a table closer to the podium in between rounds handed me a note. And I opened it. I'm like, oh, it's a momtiversity.
You thought it was something to do with the
I'm like, oh,
trivia.
Somebody's going to like, you got that one wrong. Or yeah. like, we didn't understand the question. Get it better. No. It was like, Eric, momtiversity. And then laid out this scenario. She had recently attended a birthday party for a four-year-old. She brought her daughter around that same age and stayed, as did every other parent and child who were invited to the party. One of the last kids to arrive was dropped off with her nanny will be by in 2 hours. So not only did the parent not stay, whoever was coming back was somebody different. And I don't know if the host family knew this person.
Ah.
So you've got to, and then now, like, all of a sudden, everybody's in charge of one kid.
Yes. Because
that kid doesn't have a parent or a supervisor with them.
This is hard because I feel like there is an age, and I noticed this with my kids, where the expectation is for parents to stay when they're really, really young. Like preschool age, you definitely need all hands on deck. Everybody's got to be in charge of their own child.
We were doing a mall walk at Coral Ridge a couple months ago, and another group of friends happened to have a birthday party going on at the Slime Kitchen.
Oh.
And I don't know if that's Slime Kitchen rules, but it was one-to-one. For every kid, there was an adult.
Yeah.
So to me, I'm like, and it looked to be like the right age group because, you know, people are they're trying to figure out how to put aprons on and they had to get the ingredients put together.
All
so
hands
you
on
want
deck.
A little help there.
Totally.
And I think that was probably a 4 or 5-year-old.
Right.
Which looked like that. I would still think that age you have one-to-one, don't you?
Well, the older they get, and when they start getting more autonomous in school, kindergarten, first grade, it's easier to say, go ahead, go have fun. And depending on what the party is, too. If
True.
They're just running around, you know, climbing things, like, well, go have fun. They don't need me to have hands on them at all times.
We did a lot of stuff at Mar Park, which had, like, a lot of apparatus area, which was easy to, like, the kids will stay confined. They also had a pond, though. Right? Mm. So there you got to make sure you do have adults. So it does lead to a question. How old should a child be before you can leave them alone at a kid's birthday party?
I've actually had two different situations with my kiddos. Recently, we just had a birthday party with a close family friend, and they said, oh, yeah, we know your kids. You can just drop them off, and we'll see you in a couple hours. But then I've had other situations with my eldest where she's gotten birthday party invitations where the parents will put in the invite, parents, please attend with your children.
Oh, I've not seen that before, but that's a good idea. If you know you want backup, ask for it.
Yeah, the way you eliminate confusion is over-communicate.
Hmm.
That's a good way to look at it. Thank you so much.
Yep, absolutely.
Thanks, bye-bye. I do, and I don't remember in the scenario that was given to us, I don't know if it was a party at somebody's house or if they were at like a trampoline thing or a fun zone, because I think where the party is also might change your approach to this answer.
I agree. Yeah, it's because sometimes like if you're having a birthday party at a place, there's a host of that area who's there to help the parents who are also hosting their child. I was just having this conversation with my sister, and she's got my nephew's kind of 5, so it's right at that age where some half of the parents left their kids and then the other half stayed. And my sister was surprised because that was the first time that's ever happened.
Where it was kind of a split room?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
And she was just surprised. She's like, I've never been to a birthday party with him where parents just left their kids. And this was a first that people felt comfortable, like, I'm just leaving the kid.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, what is that approach? And every family does it differently. We would love to know yours. How old should a child be before you can leave them alone at a kid's birthday party? I'm sure you got a story. 200-1029, give us a call for Mom Teresa. Is that what you're calling for?
Hi. I think it's kind of hard because, okay, well, I am a hovering mom a little bit, probably more than I should. But, like, my daughter's had a lot of birthday parties at trampoline parks or Ninja U's, which are, like, huge venues.
Mm-hmm.
So even though she's, like, 8, I've still been kind of in the back corner reading a book. Just in case, like, she needs me or she wants to go home. But also, I think schools in my area are making it a little tricky to select like a certain amount of kids unless you do it privately, because a lot of classrooms, if you're going to bring invitations for a birthday party to school, you have to bring one for everyone.
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah. So it's either the whole class or none.
So you kind of have to like, you either have to get their addresses and send them out privately or everyone's coming to the party. And if that's the case, I would just say try and get some family members or friends to see if they can hang out with you that day, just in case you have like 15 kids and then you're not handling it all on your own.
Is it here yet? Is it on yet? Is it here yet?
Since kids don't come with instructions, we're here to help. It's Momtroversy on Z102.9.
Anytime you have a parenting issue, don't just bottle it up. Let the Morning Scramble know and we can solve any problem. Group thinking this thing out, especially when it comes to kids' birthday parties.
And unlike posting it vaguely on Facebook and then you don't know what your friends are going to post,
yeah,
we have just this huge audience of people who want to help.
We've always relied on the kindness of strangers.
We have. And in this particular instance, we're in the South. In this particular instance, it's not really solving a problem. It's just more of a general question based on some friends of ours who were recently at a birthday party for a four-year-old. So they bring their daughter to their friend's house, mm-hmm. who's happy fourth. And noticed that one of the little girls was recently dropped off and the parent didn't stay. And what was odd to them was, A, everybody else was there from a parent standpoint.
And didn't even think about asking.
No.
Everybody has always stayed at previous birthday parties.
It's a four-year-old. It seems like it made sense. And then there's also this question, like, even the mom who dropped off that alone child, not only didn't stay, she wasn't coming back to pick her up. It was actually somebody else. So that got a little confusing, too. So we kind of got into this idea of, like, party etiquette.
Right.
What are the rules or unwritten rules if you're hosting a party specifically for a younger age? Do you, as a parent, need to stay?
Yeah, and this is a tricky scenario. How could we kind of think this through? We've had a lot of really great opinions.
I'm giving it a dadtroversy.
Oh, yes, a dadtroversy.
Yes.
You've probably been tasked with dropping a child off at a party or two.
Exactly.
Yeah, what are your thoughts on the topic?
So I think you need to have a party that's cool enough where you don't have the parents want to leave. Like, I just had a Taylor Swift party the other day for my seven-year-old, and the parents decided they wanted to stay because it was so cool.
So, and think about those parents. Hey, would you like to hang out and have a beverage with us?
Exactly. And dance and have cupcakes and cakes. So 7 years old, I think that's kind of the prime spot. But parents, have a party cool enough that the parents don't want to leave.
I love it.
That's very cool.
That's a really cool approach to the answer.
Good stuff, Dad.
Yes. Thanks so much, Dad Traversy. Bye.
Thank you.
Because I think about some of the parties we had. I was mentioning earlier we'd like go to Moore Park. Parents would hang out. And they'd have a beer, but it wasn't like in the theme of the party.
Right.
It sounds like this thing,
it's all
top
themed.
To bottom, it was all themed, and parents wanted to hang and wanted
to stay.
You know
what? I'm a Taylor Swift fan, too, so I might want to stay for the dance party as well.
Yeah.
That's a fun idea.
And I also just like eating. It's easy if you stay at the, like you mentioned, you went to one, like you took a book, you were just going to be on your phone.
Yeah.
You're engaging in the party activity itself.
Exactly. Which is kind of a cool way to approach it. I hadn't really thought about that, but there's a lot of factors. We're asking about the child's age, but there's a lot of factors that you have to consider.
So I think it comes down to like many different factors, like how old they are. Personally, I would have spent mine until probably first grade.
You said first grade?
But mm-hmm. then... And also, like, who is it? Do I know the people? Where is it? Like, summer's coming up, so pool parties?
Yeah.
Oh, what's the activity?
Yeah. So, like, I'm not going to, I'm not going to leave my kiddo at the pool with
right.
one or two adults and lifeguards. So that's just kind of me, but you also, things are kind of sketchy nowadays, so I'm also a little bit more overprotective.
No, it makes
all
sense.
Understood. Is it fair to say, too, for the parents listening to this segment today, just one extra sentence on the invite clears it up, right?
Yeah.
We would appreciate you
it
staying.
It sounds like we just need a little bit more communication.
Yeah.
Yeah, my one's in preschool, and we had one earlier this year that had that on there.
Oh, nice.
And I thought that was a great idea.
Yeah.
Huh, yeah.
That way it's clear for everybody. It doesn't lead to this question.
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
Right. Well, thank you for calling in.
Yeah, have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. I'm noticing we've had a couple of people call in that are commenting on the world today.
Yeah.
So if you're having a party at a park, I think that's a good example. Like, you don't really know who else is going to be there.
Right.
Would you feel, if your child was invited, that you would actually want to stay even if you didn't have to?
I think it depends. This whole idea of expectations, what's the expectation? If it's not communicated on the invitation, at least maybe having an in-person conversation with the host of that party, would you like me to stay? Or would do you want me, are you comfortable with me leaving?
Or, oh.
Just so everybody's on the
yeah.
same page.
Once the drop-off takes place,
yeah.
it's like, hey, quick question. Can I go? Do you want me to hang out? I'm good either way.
Just always
offer. Just always be prepared.
Yeah.
For either. Such a great amount of phone calls. We love them. Keep them coming in at 200-1029. How old should a child be before you could leave them alone at a birthday party? What do you think?
Yes, sir. I am.
All
what
right.
are your thoughts?
Yeah. What's that? Is there a right age to leave a kid alone at a birthday party?
I'm going to tell you like this. I'm a father. I'm a single father now, but before then, my wife was here, whatever, whatnot. She just passed away 2 years ago. But, she got siblings that used to just come and drop their kids off, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay, what time your mama come back to get y'all, and where is your mama at? Because I ain't got time to babysit nobody.
It's not a birthday party. You're at daycare now.
Now, hold on now. Now, you got to understand. I love kids. You know what I'm saying?
I love my kids.
To the day I die, I don't mind being around them at all, but they bad as hell.
I know. It's like sometimes it depends on the kid, right?
No, it depends on the parent.
Oh, it does depend on the parent. That's a good point.
Because the parent is the reason why the kid's bad as hell.
There you go.
Amen. I'm not going to lie to you.
No, I believe
no,
it.
No, it's true.
That should be our new tagline for Momtroversy.
Yeah, I'm serious. Hashtag badass parents.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.